All right, today's the rundown, Wednesday, May 17th. It's brought to you by Mott and Bow. Mott and Bow jeans are high quality, fashionable jeans that come at an affordable price. Dan's rocking them right now.
You what's up with the shorts?
It's 90 degrees today. I hate shorts. I'm not a shorts guy, but it's 90 degrees in New York City.
It's a lot of thigh you're showing.
Yeah.
It's actually not as bad as Dave. Season. Dave has the
Dave goes all the way up. Yeah. I mean, it's hot.
You gotta work your way up to that, though.
I pulled them out of the closet and put them on, and they were a little shorter than they were last year.
Mm-hmm. It's always tough the first shorts day.
They're
terrible. Like, all right, we're back.
Shorts.
I know.
Shorts are the worst, but this city gets hot as fuck.
It does. So
and you can't go from like 65 to 90.
Right.
That's tough.
Right.
You're crazy. You're decked out from head to toe in sweats.
You look like you're ready. You got like the. Is this like heat gear to keep the heat in?
You're trying to like weight or something?
No, it's been 90 degrees in Atlanta since March.
I guess
this is just regular.
It's normal to that.
This is a breezy day outside, man. I might take a run.
What are you wearing?
I'm take a run.
What shoes are those?
These are Prestos.
Prestos?
Prestos.
Prestos.
So it's Mott and Bow. They have jeans that have like a little stretchy give to them, which is good for. The fellas, like
yes, no, they are stretchy. Every time I put them on, I'm like, ooh, these are really comfortable.
Yeah, it's like I said, fashionable, affordable, and it's comfortable. So that's what we like around here. Go to Mott and Bow, MOTTANDBOW. Use the promo code RUNDOWN2017, and you're going to get 20% off your first order. That's MottandBow.com, MOTTANDBOW.com. The lottery was last night. We got half a mixtape here. You guys did the electric chair.
Yes.
Obviously, it was rigged so that the Lakers keep their pick.
Correct.
The Sixers end up, the process is still going. And Coley Mick and his Celtics slide in at number one. Your thoughts on the lottery in general? My Knicks dropped a pick.
I mean, that's only a pick. That's pretty good for Knicks.
You know what? That is good. My only thought is, like, last time they were the 8 pick, 7 was Steph Curry. So dropping a pick from 7 to 8 can radically alter the future of your franchise. They'll probably fuck it up.
I was gonna say that they would have fucked up.
Porzingis was a blip on the radar. That's not to be expected again. So the Knicks are the Knicks.
As soon as I saw Magic, like when they showed Magic Johnson, he was looking a little smug, like he had got some good news.
Yeah.
I knew something was up.
Like,
yeah, but he also has that going like permanently. Wouldn't you if you've survived the AIDS for 30 years? You'd always be walking around being like, I'm cheating.
If I beat those charges, I'd stop smiling. But it was a little extra smile on top of that.
I got you. Yeah. I agree. I don't really understand why people are up. So let's just say that it was rigged. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with the Lakers being good again. Like, the leagues need
Celtics,
big
Lakers.
The leagues need big cities to be good.
Like, how come they haven't rigged it again for the Knicks?
Well, because
big cities, Kev. Big
and also,
cities.
Rigging it for the Knicks is like handing a suicidal person like a loaded gun.
It
like
worked.
You guys are gonna like.
It
you don't want to do that.
Ewing, man.
Did
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yeah, it did. The Knicks were. The
yeah,
Knicks
worked.
Were
it worked for
franchise.
Derrick Rose.
Tell me more about
1.7% chance,
huh?
Tell me more about the 60s.
Listen,
dude,
the 90s Knicks were a legit franchise. They just ran into Jordan. Yeah.
I mean, the Bulls. That
There's
was
no knocking the 90s Knicks just because
no,
they ran
good
into
run.
That dynasty.
The Derrick Rose lottery was completely rigged. It was a 1.7% chance we got the first.
That was fucking outrageous.
Yeah, but like, I'm okay with the NBA rigging it every now and then. I don't need the Orlando Magic to have the first pick every.
All right. Yeah.
Like,
all right.
I mean,
all right.
I said it.
Let's
Orlando Magic. We don't need Philly just wasting more and more prospects again on the process. Give it to the real big cities. The NBA is not even a real league. It's like the WWF. It's a fucking entertainment league at this point.
That's commentary Kevin right there.
Rig it for the big cities. And it's a circus now. It's about entertainment. I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
That or I really want like the AC teams, like the teams are really close. Give them the really good players. Don't give it to Orlando.
Wait, think about this. Okay, so if you're someone who's upset that the Lakers it got rigged, right? Mm. What's more fun, Lonzo Ball in LA, like just being an asshole, and LeVar Ball being an asshole, or like what if Lonzo Ball goes to like New Orleans? No one fucking cares. And then you're basically saying you're counting down the days till he becomes a free agent and goes
to
LA.
So let's just cut to the chase and get there.
Right. My only thing, if he goes, like, I wanted him to get somewhere like across the country so he could really cut loose. He's never been out from under LeVar's eye.
True.
So
True.
If he ended up in Miami.
I don't think you want to get out from under LeVar.
But wait,
that
you're pretending
like I was
going to
say that might be the smart move.
LeVar's moving wherever Lonzo goes.
He got the kids. So he got the other two kids still in high school.
I wouldn't put it past LeVar to just like take those guys out of high school and put them in another high school and Like, we're going to win this too, state's high school championship. I'm being an asshole in this state, whatever.
LeVar is back in the news. He's selling the Big Baller brand. 600 shoes, by the way, were sold. So it's the most exclusive shoe club on the planet.
It's very rare.
Did you buy a
Big Baller Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's in.
Oh, yeah.
He's in.
That's so great.
Meek, Coley, and
Wait,
Tyler.
Come on, dude.
Get him.
I mean, do you want to be a Big Baller? Then you have to get the shoes.
I mean, I need to go put on my... I have a zip up. It's Mercedes Motorsports.
That's small ball. Baller brand.
That's small ball.
I'm just saying.
You're not a Big Baller until you have the shoes. Only 600 of us in the world are going to have them come Thanksgiving. So the holiday season is going to be fire.
In 6 to 8 months, we're going to be looking good.
We're going to be so big balling. It's unbelievable.
Hell yeah.
So LeVar has said, though, that he's not selling any women's clothing, women's shoes, clothing, whatever, on the Big Baller brand because women aren't big ballers.
That's a bad take.
Is it?
It's a bad take.
Is it?
Okay. I want to be out in the streets with my queen and our rompers and our matching Big Baller brand shoes. And we can't do that if
you want to be matching in matching ZO2s.
Ooh, with me and my old lady.
I mean,
you don't.
No, I want to be the only Big Baller in my family.
At the end of the day,
that's selfish.
It is. It's very selfish.
Okay,
but that's also what big ballers are.
I respect.
This is classic LeVar Ball because he doesn't actually think that women can't be ballers. He's saying this for effect. It now becomes a story.
Also,
then he's going to be like, you know what? All you ladies out there, I'm going to give you a little piece.
Guess what?
I'm going to make some big baller shoes for women.
He's already done
it.
So if you compare bigballerbrand.com to like Kobe's line of shit, he has way more stuff for women than Kobe
does. Right.
So he's already, he's playing you like a fiddle because he's a big baller.
Yeah.
It's working like a charm.
He was going at Kristen Leahy on The Herd.
Oh, really?
They were mixing it up. First of all...
Why is he on that show every fucking day?
What
the hell is going on?
So you know how you face...
He's on a suit. Like, he's like comfortable now. Yeah,
yeah, it's like... I think Colin Coward's producer.
Yeah, he's bobbling, like, I'm back home.
Yeah, LeVar, he just speaks to everybody, Karen.
We don't have anything to talk about. The Warriors are blowing out the Spurs. Let's just throw LeVar back on. He'll say something stupid.
I was going to say, it's working.
If he kept coming through the door here, I'm pretty sure we'd have...
Yeah, no, I'm not hating the game.
It was... So, you know how Colin sits here, then he has his guests, and then Kristen's, like, behind them?
Yeah.
So he was arguing with Kristen, but he was only looking at Colin. And, like, they were going at it. She was like, you don't respect women. I don't like you. Like, you don't want to do business with women. And he's like, oh, you're a hater. Oh, you're a hater, girl. I mean, it was peak LeVar.
I think I actually was saying it as, like, a point. No,
to
I didn't
her
say
it.
No.
Oh,
I didn't say it was offensive. I didn't say it was offensive.
Yeah.
I just said, you know, if you want to, you know, work with Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour to maybe have something that appeals to women.
I thought that was a legit. I mean, I don't have to agree, but
she's
I thought
fine.
That was a pretty good point.
I don't agree with her. I don't agree.
But
with
I thought
her.
It was a good
no,
point.
No, I'm actually saying it as like a point
friends.
Of advice.
I'm not friends with her. I don't even see that. I don't even see it.
I wasn't saying it as like I would never wear this.
What's this show about again? Ain't we talking about shoes? I don't want to talk about all that. Next.
Well, I think in order to have a successful company, you're going to have women. Who like your brand.
Yeah, if you have a women's company. But anyways.
Oh, so
we're
you're not
about,
marketing to
we're
women.
Talking about Big Baller brand.
I don't think it's a stretch to say LeVar Ball probably doesn't respect
women. Oh, and the best of all.
All that much.
How could I hate women? I've got a wife.
Yeah.
That's, I mean.
Yeah, my best friend's black.
We're not racist.
His mother was a woman.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. He's had sex with women,
out
his mother was a woman.
He literally was part of a woman for a while. He was part woman. He was inside of a woman.
Misogynistic. If you have a wife and a mother.
If you're both.
I'm just saying, you got to think about both sides of the coin. That's all I say.
Got to hear both sides. Go back to the lottery, because this is the most Philly trash thing of all time. There was...
I don't even know what you're going to say. I didn't read the topics.
An engagement. Someone got engaged at a Philly lottery party.
Oh, God.
And they were on... I mean, it was like at like a... Oh, it was at Xfinity, too, to top it all off.
Well, yeah.
The most Philly place
naturally.
Ever.
They, so I think it's the only
they
place
were up
in Philly.
On like a... balcony of sorts, he proposes, like the DJ, like MC starts chanting, she said yes, and all of Xfinity is chanting, she said yes.
She said yes! She said yes!
She said yes! She said yes! She said yes!
As the, oh, and here comes Smitty to defend his trash bag town. There's no defending this.
Smitty, did you get a haircut?
Eric's going to work out a lot better than yours.
Smitty, did you get, wow.
That,
Smitty, did you get a haircut?
Blow.
What was that?
Did you get a haircut?
Yeah,
it's nice.
Fresh for the game. Big game tonight.
There we go. Looks like a trash haircut.
I had to say that to slow you down because you looked so hot coming in. That was a little speed bump.
Automatically,
I threw out the tax, and I was like, "Smitty, hold on. I'm talking about Kevin's marriage here. Let's just
talk about your haircut real
quick. We might have to do some noogieing now.
Oh, no.
I apologize for that comment. Okay. Both marriages will end up being very, very lovable and prosperous.
Or they're both, crash and burn. I don't know. But.
No, it is. It is a little bit embarrassing that basically at an event that celebrates losing for 5+ years, mm-hmm. you want to engage in act of...
You've got to trust the process when you get engaged.
Yeah.
Because I'll be honest, there are times where you're like, this doesn't make sense. I don't think we should be doing this. So much money, it's not natural, but you got to trust the process. And that's marriage and Sixers basketball.
And life.
And they raised the banner as well?
I'm sure they did.
They raised the banner for Hinkie.
Yep, Sam Hinkie banner.
That's awesome.
Only banner raised in Philadelphia that's cool. Since 2008.
He's like a Kurt Cobain's type, like where it's like just as time goes on, Sam Hinkie was a genius. He's mm-hmm. the smartest guy ever.
That's why I hope he never comes, like people want him back. I hope he just never comes back. Like now.
That becomes was my a hermit in the woods.
Go out on that was top my genius. And by on top.
He can't come back. He died.
41-41.
The world
41,
wasn't
yeah.
ready for Sam Hinkie's brain.
He died for everyone since. That's
really what it comes down to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, but the owners actually came out and thanked Sam Hinkie for putting them in the position that they are after they fired and trashed them. So
yeah, appreciate
thank you very much, Josh.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Very well done.
Oh, Philly. The process is very mangled up right now. But, you know, shout out to those
lovebirds.
Sam
Hinkie, though, as like the Da Vinci of his time. Like Sam Hinkie was trying to fly and everyone... Dude, don't do that. That's crazy. And then in like 100 years, like, that's Sam Hinkie. He was unbelievable.
He was like, I tried to tell you.
He's like an alien, man. Yeah. He got an alien brain. He's way ahead of his time. We got this story of this dude who took a date to see Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Mm. She was texting during the movie. He is now suing her for $17.13, the cost of the movie ticket. It says that she texted between 10 and 15 times in like a 20-minute span.
Oof.
He said, flat out, he goes, this is just a really big pet peeve of mine. So he's taken it to the next level where he's gone straight to litigation.
Small claims court.
Yeah, small claims. Oof. This is going to be like some Judge Judy shit. Are you down with this move or not?
Can I first ask a question? What is Guardians of the Galaxy?
It's Chris Pratt and I think a bunch
is
of
it
animated
a comic book
like,
or something?
Raccoons and stuff, right?
It's a comic book.
Okay.
Robbie, you wanna defend your man's?
Wait, it's a comic book?
It's like a movie now.
But as like
but
a,
it was a
but
comic
like
book,
a
right?
joke because it's like little raccoons and shit.
This is what happens. This
maybe
this
is what she was trying to figure out. She was like, wait, what the hell is this?
Robbie, this is what happens every like I feel like it happens every couple years where some comic book that like. Who the fuck read this comic book?
Nobody.
And now all of a sudden it's the biggest movie in the world.
$1 trillion movie, yeah.
Children's movie.
No. It's like a Marvel movie. It's like the Avengers.
There's like little animals, furry animals.
Are there animals?
Yeah,
there's ferrets. Any ferrets?
Those are like
ferret guys.
Yeah, that's what it's like. It's a ferret.
Asshole.
They're supposed to be like tough and like cool.
Yeah, the raccoon has a machine gun, like a giant machine
gun.
What? Okay.
I mean, we're just throwing, it's Mad Libs. We're just throwing things against the wall.
Fuck this movie.
It'll be.
This is a real movie?
Yeah.
I'm now on the side.
It's pretty good.
You should
okay.
not be surprised that it's my favorite. Like it's my favorite. Like Marvel superhero.
How many times
movie.
Have you seen it?
Once, only once.
Come on, Robbie.
Yeah. This is the second
many,
one.
I was say, yeah, how good is
again,
it?
How many times have you seen it?
Once.
You're a go to the movies multiple times.
He went to see
Star Wars
twice in one night.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, how good was it if you've only seen it once?
What's the most you've seen one movie in the theaters?
The Force Awakens. I saw it 5 times.
Oh my God!
Jesus Christ!
There you go, Robbie. Hey,
you are such a.
You know what, Robbie? Be yourself. That's
no, be a little less yourself, be a little more normal.
No, but because if Robbie isn't himself, then we don't know. We just sit here acting like idiots, being like, what is this of Guardians of, what is it?
The Galaxy.
Ooh.
Volume 2.
So raccoons are in space?
Yeah.
With machine guns.
Oh my God.
By the way, machine guns don't work in space.
This sounds like a shitty porn.
Not in your movie.
Not in, everyone knows there's no gravity in space. You can't have machine guns in space.
How does
fuck yeah, you
are
can.
The raccoons
it's a movie where a raccoon talks. You could do whatever the fuck.
So yeah, that was your biggest gripe? The machine
kinda.
Guns? Yeah.
Are
okay.
The
rats
suits?
Are fine.
Okay. Are they at least in spacesuits?
They're not like in space. They're like in spaceships and shit.
Did they never get out of the spaceship?
So they're in spaceships, but not.
No.
Who drives a spaceship?
The raccoon.
Motherfucker, get out of here. Yeah, I thought maybe it was like
movie.
A sidekick raccoon.
No, but
that,
she was like asking these questions, like what the fuck is going on? And when answers, I don't think that's unreasonable.
This is not a Turn-In production, right?
No, it's not.
We, no, please
not
see Planet of the Apes. That's a real movie.
This movie sticks.
Planet of the Apes is
a
real
great
movie.
Yeah, that movie looks
fucking real.
I can't wait to see it 100 times.
Yeah, no, that movie's the real deal.
So now that we got a little clarification what this movie is, I'm on the texter side. Because she probably was like, hey, this guy.
He was trying to figure it out. Like, what the fuck am I watching? Why the rat has a gun.
I don't understand.
Right.
Yeah.
This guy brought me on a first date to a movie with a raccoon flying a spaceship shooting a gun.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? I thought it was a rom-com with Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
Also.
So I'm on her side.
People who complain when you're on your phone, fuck out of here.
You just turn
the 2017. Yeah. I'm gonna text all day long, all night long, no matter where we are.
Yeah. Actually, this is really it. If she turned the brightness down all the way, then I think
then
she's
there's
fine.
No,
if she, if phone it was silent,
if
so you
it was,
have to hear
if
the buzz
it was like middle brightness in a dark theater, then she's an asshole.
Like, I don't even care about that. It's like, what do you?
No, go to night mode and you can text all you want.
You're watching the movie. Who cares if someone near you has a fucking light up? Shut up.
It's night mode, though. No, if you're on full brightness in a movie theater, you're an asshole. That's the truth.
That's just because people are too uptight about it.
Yeah, go night mode, because I've been caught in this situation where I'll, like, bet a bunch of games, be in a movie theater, got to check the score.
Sure.
You got to go full night
mode. That's more important to me than someone having perfect darkness for that stupid raccoon.
Maybe she's just reading Wikipedia, like, I just want to get to the end of this. Yeah. I'm on her side. Yeah, I'm on her side.
Yeah, what happens at the end of this movie, Bob? Does the raccoon win?
Spoil it for us. Please?
Is it good rat?
Does Chris Pratt die?
Uh-oh.
Chris Pratt doesn't die. They're going to be in the next Avengers movie. So they got to keep them all alive.
There's another one.
Wait. The guy from Guardians of the Galaxy is in Avengers.
They're going to be in the next one, yeah.
Oh,
like it's the
God,
same character.
This
is all going
to...
Oh, my God.
These movies are getting... These movies stink.
This is why bullying needs to make a comeback in 2017.
Like, these movies
are getting made too often.
Okay. Mm. When you're getting to like the 12th, 13th, and 14th comic book movie, come on. Only fucking Bob
is
going to see that.
We're
going to
get a lot
that.
Of heat for
That's
these
not true.
Tricks.
It's the biggest
I love it.
Movie in America.
People are like, they're such assholes. Such a good movie. It is?
It makes like a
quarter of our country's
going
to shit.
Well, I've never seen it.
It's the biggest movie in the world.
I remember when the biggest movie was Saving Private Ryan in the summer.
Those are real movies.
A real movie.
Real men.
Yes, exactly.
I'm upset with you as a big baller brother. We need to work on your movie choices.
Fellas, please. Please.
Wow, infighting in the big
baller.
Yeah,
we don't need this dissension within the ranks. Come on now.
Medium baller at best, Kevin.
Guys, please.
LeVar would be disgusting.
Me and you.
Right,
big baller.
Like, no dissension within the ranks.
We have to work on his movie choices before he can be a true big baller.
I'm the wrong person for that.
We got this video of these high school kids getting pepper sprayed. I don't know any of the context here. It's much better to leave it just as is.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Oh my God! Oh my God!
It's like 50 white kids, teenagers just getting blasted.
Yeah.
I'm here for, I like
pepper spray's fun.
Yeah,
Tyler,
what's
your
this?
Thoughts?
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
I saw those pale faces get sprayed, and it put some pep in my step. I don't know what else to say.
I saw those pale faces get sprayed, and it put some pep in my step.
I might make it like my phone background. Like it, I enjoy it. This is, I'm speaking for me, so I enjoyed it.
I love it because next time there's like a protest somewhere in America, these kids are going to be like, well, I got pepper sprayed. It wasn't that bad.
And they've got the receipt.
Yeah, there you go.
There's the one girl, right too, who just sits there for like a long time, stone-faced. Everyone else is freaking out, and she's just like, I'm good.
Yeah,
that girl can play for my team any day.
She's been pepper sprayed before.
Yeah,
like, she,
yeah that
she's
was
been,
not her
she's been around
time.
The block, yeah.
And lastly, we got Giselle. Giselle was being interviewed by who? Do we even know?
Someone.
Being interviewed by someone and says that they were talking about Tom Brady continuing his career so late into his old age, and she said, he's got concussions. He's got a bunch of concussions. I'm not supposed to say that, but he's got concussions.
Playing football?
Imagine that.
Wow.
An NFL quarterback has a concussion. Breaking news.
Wow.
This is Giselle. This is the fucking dirtiest move by a wife ever. Because it's on the record that she wants Tom Brady to retire.
Right.
Mm. So now
she's forcing her hand.
She's like, oh, I wasn't supposed to say it, but his brain is fucking dying right now because he keeps playing
she's dribbling
football.
Dribbling out the mouth. It's fine, though.
She
yeah.
She went on to be like, I want to do like fun things with our kids when we're like 100. Yes. Like, well, he's probably going to make it to like 51 and die because of concussions.
She's, but she's set for life till 100 because of those concussions. This is,
yeah, but she's set for life no matter what.
She's set for life. But
she makes more money, way more money than him.
This,
oh,
if
hell,
you,
maybe he should retire. Why is he taking these concussions?
Why
then?
Would you? Why would you do anything other than just
stay at home, dad? Yeah.
Let me say this though: if you're a Patriots fan, you should be a lot more concerned about Giselle Bundchen than Tom Brady's age. and staying healthy.
Well, I mean, it sounds like his brain is mush, though.
That's what's going to get him to retire. This Giselle's, this is full court press she's doing now. Being like, oh, his
she was
brain
behind
is really...
Gate?
I thought they were going to break up for a minute, to be honest.
I think Tom Brady would choose football over her.
Let's hope. No, let's... No, let's
yeah,
no,
what are you talking
no,
about?
I need to get on Giselle's side. You're saying that he would pick... He would stay... He would break up with Giselle to continue to play football?
Playing football?
Probably. Coley?
That would be...
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And Giselle is clearly going to keep doing this.
But he's done everything he needs to do on the football
field. Like to kind of get the ball.
She could have. She could be the master. She could be the master behind all of this because she's on the record saying she wants him to retire.
There really is something wrong with his brain. Now connect some dots. If he chooses another football season to win a billionth Super Bowl over having a $50 million a year supermodel wife. That would be,
Giselle's
he does have
be,
concussion
problems. This is actually going to be fun to watch because Giselle's going to be like, Tom forgot my name yesterday.
Yeah, she's going to drop like more
and more. He can't even
read
like storybooks to our kids.
Yeah,
he
called
can't
me
feel the left side of his body,
home.
But go Pats. That's going to be the whole tweet.
He said he was just lost
we
driving around
on
the road.
Yeah,
it's fine. It's fine. Go Pats. Yeah.
I'm here for it.
Dude.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
That is some mastermind puppet.
Oh, it's happening.
That's next level.
That was my initial
and you know Tom Brady's sitting at home like, fuck.
Yeah. He's in home. Not, yeah. He doesn't know where he is because of the concussions, but he's sitting at home.
Yeah.
All right. So we got Barstool basketball tonight, which Coley just informed me is going to be streamed live.
Oh.
Is that true?
Wow.
So Marina tweeted out that it was going to be live.
Wow.
So listen, she's here.
Every
Pete,
week.
No, it's not live?
No.
Oh, well, you were shaking your head, so.
Yeah,
Periscope and Twitch. Now every week, Fran keeps stats.
No, we stopped stats.
Well,
no
stats? But my point being that up until now, every week you can look at the stats afterwards. They tweet them out, and you can kind of get a feel for maybe who played good or bad. Mm. But
stats don't tell the whole story.
Numbers
Kevin.
Sometimes lie.
Mm-hmm.
And
we don't know anyone's per.
Now we're gonna see.
What's your warp color?
Yeah,
true.
We're gonna see everybody in action. Judging by your reaction when you found out it was live, I don't think you're too pumped.
Is that true?
No, I mean,
he did one of these.
I feel like
he goes, Barstool's basketball's gonna be live, and he looked around.
Yeah, it felt like we should have been given a little bit more heads up as well. It's like day of.
I'm at the point where it's like the tape has been out on me for a long time, and what I look like moving and
right,
all this
yeah.
shit.
What,
nothing's
how
gonna
much
change.
Notice would you need to change your game?
Yeah, no one's gonna.
I could have bought some steroids, Kevin. They're very easy to procure.
It's still time. Like, I don't know.
Maybe fresher. Maybe you could have got like something to play in. But.
Yeah, I could have. I didn't wash my shirt.
Yeah.
From last game.
Oh,
so
I didn't
sorry.
Either.
All right, so good.
Is that strategy?
Team.
It could be now.
I mean, it's going to be a lot. Of Big Cat's way slower than I thought. He's fatter than I thought. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's fine.
I'm
going to keep my mind on the boards, getting
from
those clean up. Leave
it faster. You zig when they zag.
Yeah.
From what exactly. I've been told, the gym we're playing at tonight has like a 13-foot roof.
Also helps me.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's
a big man's game tonight.
We're playing a ground-bound game.
Yeah, get down low.
You need it to be ugly basketball.
Correct.
Kevin, everyone knows the one thing about me is I'm a finesse player.
You are. You like to face up to the basket. Six, probably towering above everyone in the league, and you want to just face up and pretend you're Allen Iverson.
Pretend.
The one thing we should do and we should think about is maybe just going for the second half because I don't think it's compelling enough for an hour-long broadcast of us looking like assholes.
I think it needs to be, maybe...
Well, yeah. We should have Tyler do like play-by-play.
Like, I get bored watching us.
Like, a feel for the game. Like, all right, they're going on like a 10-0 run. Let's put it on.
Yeah,
right,
just confirm Tyler doing play-by-play.
Right.
Oh, yeah?
Confirmed.
Okay.
When I'm playing, I'm like halfway through, I'm like,
this is
boring. Yeah, like this kind of sucks.
In the game.
Right, exactly. So
yeah, get back on defense.
I can't imagine what someone watching it would think.
Never underestimate what people will watch, though, man.
I'm glad this isn't airing until like we're playing.
Oh, yeah, true.
Dan really selling it.
Good point. That's okay.
You guys are still looking for your first dub.
Yeah, it's good. It's going to be breaking live. We'll see our first victory.
Don't let us get hot. That's all I'm going to say. Don't let us get hot.
It could be pretty, like, there'd be a lot of glory if you guys won live.
Right.
If.
You guys got to get, like, Gatorade.
Is that a guarantee?
I've guaranteed the last 3 weeks. Why not?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, make it play.
Yeah, clearly means
also,
a lot.
I think Fran is going to be coaching. Dave's out.
Dave,
after
we're going to talk about this?
Yes,
yeah,
we should.
So we're in the middle of radio today, and he gets a text, and it's just like, oh, I have 2 courtside seats for you from the Celtics. Leaves the radio show, hops on a train, goes to Boston. He'll be sitting
with Poly playoffs
on the floor, of course.
A
yeah.
fucking gas.
We were like, who are you going to take? And Coley's sitting there like, biggest Celtics fan in the world sitting right here. And he's like, maybe Frankie, maybe Gaz. And then he decided Frankie wouldn't appreciate it enough. Poly playoffs gets that odd.
But...
Fuck that.
Throw the whole playoff or the game thing out there. Dave Portnoy, what he's done to this basketball team is remarkable. He basically came in, took it over, fired the coach, made it all about himself, and then hasn't been seen since.
He walked by today.
That's a good
he walked by.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah, I'll fuck with it.
He goes right to Fran. He goes, "Oh, you're just gonna like skip the game tonight because you got tickets to a game?"
Correct. Yes.
2 hours later, he gets tickets to a game and he's skipping the basketball game.
He just, and then if we make the play, no. When we make the playoffs,
there we go.
I think every team makes the playoffs.
No,
no, you don't.
Last two don't.
You can miss
and
it.
And right now we're in the last two. So we just
oh,
go
no,
shit.
You can definitely miss
we're
the
last
playoffs.
Two.
But so, the team ahead of us only has one win.
And also we're
so going to
get a win on
we play
Texas
team.
Team yeah. So that's a dub. Easy.
I'll just say you better, right?
Can't
I already
yeah.
told
Texas
Tex,
team.
He,
yeah,
if
you don't
Tex
want
Tex said
yeah.
he wants to guard me the entire time we play. I said I'll give him $100 every time he blocks me, knowing that he'll just foul me, trying to get a block. So he'll foul out in like
that's
4 minutes. Yeah. So that's
are you are these guys on the Chippewas?
Oh.
How
here we go.
You
oh.
guys any
oh, I heard Gay Pat's a baller.
He's tall.
Yeah.
Can you hoop?
Hold on, give him a mic. All right.
How was now Gay Pat, how was the locker room receptive of your lifestyle?
They're all right. We did. I thought we were gonna do shirts and skins, but I guess everyone keeps a shirt on. So we were all right though. We're looking forward to playing you guys on the 30th.
Okay.
We have heart.
Yeah, I
we
keep
don't have
hearing
size,
about
but we have
that.
Heart.
Texas was like, yeah, I got. All I care about is wins. I was like, how'd you play Texas? I got a sick block. Like,
you
did. You lost?
I will give credit where credit is due. Tex yeah. did have a good baseline block, which fired us up for a while, but
really?
we couldn't really ride that wave too long.
Pat was the player coach.
I was player coach.
Yeah.
So you know what you're doing. You know how to play.
Yeah, I was player coach.
Okay.
I think our biggest challenge is going to be our size. Like the average size of our team is like
5'9". Mm-hmm. That's not great.
Yeah.
It's not
like
great.
145.
Mm.
Good news is the we actually have a lot of tall guys. But then we just shoot like 63.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Somebody uses their height.
We eliminate our one advantage.
I understand that. I like to just hang out by the 3-point line.
Yeah.
Just
that is, that's,
no one wants to
call
it.
Yeah. I'll just shoot.
Yeah,
him
pretty
here.
Much.
Footwork.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
All right, dude. So that's the 30th. All right. So mark that on your calendar. And
that
live,
one will be a Periscope. For
live
sure.
tonight on. I'm assuming we'll tweet it out, and it'll be on the Barstool Sports Twitch, Barstool Basketball Live.
Awesome.
That's the run.
Dude.